Now, Chinese authorities and the World Health Organization have been trying to address the growing concerns regarding the H7N9 strain of the avian bird flu virus. A 64-year-old man died from the flu in Shanghai on Monday, becoming the seventh casualty, with the total number of infections nationwide now up to 24. CRI's Li Jing has more.
The over 20 cases of the deadly strain of the virus have been turning up along China's east coast. So far, only one of those who has become infected has recovered. Liang Wannian is heading the Chinese government's new H7N9 Prevention and Control Office.
The new episode of bird flu H7N9 is caused by a new type of virus, belonging to the avian type, and it has started to spread out, but we have not found evidence of human-to-human transmission.
Chinese researchers are now working on trying to create a vaccine for the new strain of the virus. However, they caution it could take upward of 8 months to get a vaccine to market. Still, Liang Wannian says authorities are much more prepared in handling public health emergencies than they were a decade ago when SARS hit. He says they plan to give global updates on the H7N9 situation and are collaborating closely with the World Health Organization. Michael O'Leary is the head of the WHO's office in China.
These recent reports from China are the first cases of human infection with H7N9 viruses. Although we do not yet know the source of infection for certain, at this time there is no evidence of sustained human-to-human transmission.
O'Leary says the WHO is considering bringing in a new team to investigate where the new strain of this bird flu virus came from. For CRI, this is Li Jing.